Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, if you're wondering what to have for dinner tonight, here's a suggestion that will make a big hit with everyone. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and watch your family enjoy its fragrant goodness. Yes, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak, crusty brown roast beef, savory beef stew, or delicious boiled beef with horseradish as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but it's just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Johnny Keefe, Penny's former fiancé, heard that Freddie had expressed his love for Penny, he wondered what Penny's reaction would have been had Professor Rogers been the one who said he loved her. Penny is in the living room of her home later that evening, thinking about Johnny's remark, when Freddie enters.
Hi, Gibbsy. You busy?
Oh, hello, Freddie. Come on in.
It's okay to come in, huh?
Well, I don't see why it wouldn't be. Why weren't you home for supper?
Oh, I felt like staying downtown tonight. They had my favorite dish down at the diner.
Well, you did eat, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I ate something, all right. At least I paid for something, so I must have ate it.
Eaten it?
Well, that's what I said.
You said ate it.
So what? You knew what I meant, didn't you?
Yes, I knew. Sit down, Freddie.
Yeah, I guess I will. You know, Mr. Keith had me running around something awful today.
Oh? Mr. Keith?
Yeah, you know who I mean. Johnny Keith, your old boyfriend.
Yes, I know who you mean, all right, but I never heard you call him Mr. Keith before. He's always been Rover Boy.
Well, I guess maybe I was wrong about the guy. He's okay.
No, Rover Boy, huh?
Maybe. But if he is, he's an all right Rover Boy.
Oh, Freddie, I'm glad you like him at last.
I didn't say I liked him.
But you don't dislike him.
Nah, he's okay, I guess. Better than a lot of guys, anyway. I can see why you went for him once, Gibbsy. Maybe still do go for him, but he's, married, isn't he?
Rather.
Where's his missus?
In Arizona, in the hospital. She's very sick, Freddie. At least she was very sick. I hear she's a lot better now.
Oh, that's good. I mean about her being better, not about her still being in Arizona. Pretty long way from here, ain't it?
Pretty far.
Must be tough.
What do you mean?
I mean Mr. Keith being married and all that, and his old lady being sick and way out there on the desert, a million miles from nothing. Guess maybe that's why he works so hard, huh?
Probably. Also, because he wants to amount to something someday.
Yeah? Amount to something? Yeah. That's what I thought you said.
What do you mean you thought I said?
Well, no, I mean that, I guess I thought I hoped you'd say that, Gibbsy.
What do you mean, hope, Freddie?
Well, I was thinking about last night, you see, and how you tried to let me down easy, telling me that, well, you didn't love me or anything like that. And, well, I got to thinking
you
and
I... You understood what I meant.
Well, maybe I did. I think I do now, sort of. I think maybe it's because that I'm just me, that I ain't amounted to nothing in over 22 years. Then maybe you'll change your mind if I go to work hard and do something so as I can give you things like I guess Mr. Keith can give Mrs. Keith and Mr. Gibbs can give Mrs.
Oh,
G
no,
and...
Oh, Freddie, it's not there. I do want you to amount to something, and I know you will if you work at it, but as far as you being able to give me anything, oh, that doesn't enter into it.
Yeah, but don't dames want something for being in love with a guy, Gibbsy?
Well, that depends entirely on the girl, Freddie.
Well, what's so funny, huh?
Nothing's funny. Everything's far from it. It's just that you put things in a rather amusing way sometimes. Oh, I wasn't laughing at you, believe me.
Yeah, sure. I know all about that. But about what dames want to be in love with a guy, Gibbsy. Don't you gotta have some money or a name or Or maybe both?
Nope. No, Freddie, the type of girl you want will want only you. Want you to love her as much as she loves you. And will probably settle for your loving her only half as much as she loves you.
Hey, Gibbsy, you keep saying a type of dame. Look, I ain't interested in the type. You know who I'm talking about when I say dames. I'm talking about you. And what do I got to do so that you'll...
Well, so that I'll be in love with you.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Freddie, that's as hard to answer as it was for me to explain last night why I don't love you.
Yeah, it's because I ain't got no dough or ain't made a name for myself or amounted to something like Mr. Keith, huh?
No, Freddie. No, if I loved you, I'd love you as you are and never want you to be any different. Love's like that.
Gibbsy, what's making me wish that I wasn't who I am, huh? What's making me wish I wasn't a bum and a no-account and a stupid feather-brained jerk? What makes me all of a sudden want to be somebody and do something? Except that I'm nuts about you.
I don't know, Freddie. Unless it means that you've suddenly grown up.
Yeah, I've grown up, Gibbsy. I grew up a long time ago, doing and saying and thinking the wrong things and living the wrong way. Now all of a sudden I want to do and say and think the right kind of things. And it's all on account of you. It's all on account of you that I got my head swimming with things that I never thought of before. And I got a burning down deep inside me like a coal out of the bottom of a furnace, and I... Ah, Gibbsy, you say that I just think that I love you.
I guess you do love me, Freddie. And I'm terribly pleased and grateful. Well, I don't know how to say it, but I'm just not worth being in love with, Freddie. Not by anyone as fine as you.
Fine? Me fine? Oh, that's a laugh.
It's nothing to laugh at. I mean that. I do think you're fine. And I do love you in a way. In a way that you don't understand just now, but you will after a while.
Okay, Gibbsy, I'll quit. I think I savvy everything now. What you meant by that I can't love you stuff is can't be in love with more than one guy at a time.
I'm not in love with anyone, Freddie.
Not much you ain't.
No, I'm not.
I'll bet you I can name him for you.
It's not Johnny Keith, if that's what you mean. That was a long time ago.
It ain't Mr. Keith I was thinking of.
Well, then it can't be anyone because I'm not in love with anyone.
Sure you are, Gibbsy. Who do you think you're kidding, anyhow? And the guy is somebody, too.
Freddie, who are you talking about?
You know who, the prof.
Professor Rogers? Oh, Freddie, no.
Oh, Gibbsy, yes. That's the reason that you don't go for me. I guess I don't blame you much, neither.
Freddie, I don't know where you ever got such a foolish idea.
I got it from having eyes, Gibbsy, and looking out of them. And having ears and hearing with them. It's the prof, ain't it, huh? Yeah, he's the guy who's beating me out, ain't he? Yeah, I guess he's just a guy that can do it, too.
That gives you come back here. Do you hear me? Pat, don't you dare leave this room. Penny and Freddie are downstairs.
I know that, Suzanne. I thought I'd go downstairs and join them.
Why, because you can't stand to be with me?
Oh, no, darling, no, of course not. Come on, let's go downstairs together. Maybe we can all get around the piano and have a good old-fashioned song session.
You know I don't sing.
Well, you don't have to be an expert to do a little group singing. In fact, the worse the voice, the better the singing. So come on.
Pat, close that door.
Come on, let's go downstairs and join Penny and Freddie.
Did you hear me? Close that door. Close it or I'll scream so loud they'll hear me all over the neighborhood.
Hey, what's the matter now?
Did you hear me, Pat? Close that door.
All right, I'll close it. There, how's that?
Don't have to be funny about it.
Funny about it? Funny about what?
You know what I meant.
Honestly, Suzanne, I don't.
Oh, you don't know. Well...
Well, what?
Oh, now you're mocking me.
Suzanne, what in the world is the matter with you? All I did was close the door because you asked me to. You tell me not to be funny about it. I don't understand what you mean by funny. Now, all of a sudden, I am mocking you. What's wrong with you, darling?
Now something's wrong with me. I thought the truth would come out. You're trying to tell me I'm crazy, are you? You want to take my baby away from me.
Suzanne.
That's what it is. I thought so. You want to take my child away.
You know I don't want to do that. I haven't even mentioned Valerie.
And that's it, too. You ignore our child. I do all the work. I clothe her, feed her, watch over her, guard her, save for her, and you ignore her. You'll have nothing to do with her.
Now, wait a minute, darling. Calm down. Which is it now? Am I trying to take Valerie away from you, or am I ignoring her? Let's decide which and straighten it out right now.
We will decide nothing. It would not be fair. I'm alone against all of you.
What in the world?
I'm alone. You hate me, all of you. You despise me.
Suzanne, sit down.
No, I will not sit down.
Sit down, please.
No, you're not going to force me to do anything.
I'm not forcing you, darling. I'm merely suggesting.
I'll do as I please.
All right. Do as you please.
You don't have to be unpleasant about it.
I'm not being unpleasant. I'm just confused, that's all. Anyone would be confused trying to...
Well, go on.
Nothing. Forget it.
I said go on.
And I said forget it.
Oh, I know very well what you started to say. It was another attempt of yours to tell me I'm out of my mind.
No, Suzanne, it was no such thing. Now let's drop the whole matter and go downstairs.
No, I'm going to stay here.
All right, I'll go down.
And then you'll stay here, too. I don't trust you out of my sight.
Now, just what did you mean by that?
You know very well what I meant. You want to go downstairs and plan with Penny how you can steal my child from me.
Oh, we're back to that, are we?
It's my child you want, not me.
Suzanne, that's pure nonsense, and you know it.
You lie.
Suzanne, please, darling. Where are these crazy ideas
crazy.
Coming from?
Crazy. You're still at it. Trying to tell me I'm insane. Get out of here. Get out.
Get out. A minute ago, no, not 30 seconds ago, you said you didn't want me to get out of your sight.
Get out. Get out of this room. Get out of this house. Get out of my life.
Suzanne, please, darling. You don't know...
Get out! Get out, Pat! Do you hear me? Get out!
All right, Suzanne. I'll get out.
So something has happened to the marriage of Pat and Suzanne. Why is Suzanne acting so queerly? Was Penny right when she said she feared Suzanne was mentally ill? And is Freddie right in thinking Penny is in love with Professor Stuart Rogers? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. It's no feat to give your family a treat when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, you'll be giving your folks a feast when you visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get that steak or roast you've been planning to buy. It's real quality beef, the very best that's available on today's market. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. But don't forget, the steaks and roast you'll find at your Kroger store are not Kroger tenderay beef. However, the steaks and roast you can buy at your Kroger store, Kroger quality beef, is the very best you can find right now. So for full value and for full confidence when you buy, get Kroger quality beef.